Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have
faith. All righty, everybody. We'd like to say welcome. Welcome to another week of Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. I'm your host, Elder Richard Lee Taylor IV, on behalf of our pastor, Bishop Omar Zachary, and his wife, Lady Zachary. We'd like to say welcome to everyone that is listening tonight. We have another dynamic speaker tonight, which will be myself. And we just pray that
everybody get
a good word tonight. Everybody get a nugget. Find something somewhere. Find yourself somewhere in the word tonight, because we just want to encourage everyone through the word and by the power of the Holy Ghost that everybody gets something from the word tonight. And we'd like to see, again, just say welcome to everybody that's listening, to all of our people over in London, England, over in England and in the Bahamas and Germany, and then all of our praise and worship people over here in the United States, all our Praise Tabernacle members, everyone that's listening tonight. I don't know if we have any of our panel on tonight yet, but we'd like to say welcome to our panel members once they log on. And just get a good word tonight. I'm so encouraged by what God has been doing in this time, in a time such as this, you know. And it's just, and I like to see other people blessed. I like to see other people be encouraged. I like to see other people healed and set free and delivered. And so that's what we want to do. We just want to encourage people to keep on pushing, to keep on pressing into the bosom of God, into the bosom of Jesus Christ, as you continue to march forth in your journey with Jesus Christ. So, and then again, also we want to touch the people that don't know him and introduce you to the man, introduce you to his spirit, and introduce you to who he is and his power and his glory and all his majesty and everything that we can share with you about who he is. And so we just want to just say thank you again for tuning in with us on Chaos Block Talk Radio. And our chief engineer, Elder Derek Oliver, who's behind the scenes making everything happen for us on behalf of Praise Tabernacle and Chaos Block Talk Radio. And I want to give a shout out to my wife. I don't know if she's listening yet or not, but I want to give a shout out to my wife who supports me and helps me and pushes me along as well. And then I just want to give a shout out to a coworker of mine, a friend of mine, a manager at our job, Janice Brown. She said she was going to be tuning in today, so I just want to tell her I would give her a shout out today, and anyone else that's listening tonight. You know, I just say thank you for tuning in, and being a blessing to us, being a blessing to the ministry. All right, without further ado, we're going to get right into the word. And today I want to talk about the greater one, or the greater is he. And we're going to be coming out of 1 John, the 4th chapter. So those that may be listening, that you have your Bibles, tune in. Don't just believe what I say. You know, read it for yourself. Understand it. You know, I'm not going to lie to you, especially not intentionally, but you need to read it for yourself. And if you got your Bibles, go to 1 John, the 4th chapter. And we want to talk about the greater one. And what John is doing here in this chapter is he's talking about, and he wants to, the theme of it is that he wants to really ensure the believers of Christianity and of their faith to refute the heretical doctrines and teachings that Jesus was fully human and fully divine. And what that means is that, you know, there was false prophets during this time that were starting to arise up. There were people teaching that Jesus wasn't real. Jesus wasn't a fully human. He wasn't fully a divine man. Did he ever really exist? You know, false teachers. You know, and that's part of what we want to talk about. And then we also want to talk about when you got the greater one on the inside. You know, and you ask, well, how can I get the greater one on the inside? I'm glad you asked. Let's go. Let's go to the first verse. We're going to be in John, 1 John, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 7, and then we're going to go back and break it down a little bit, okay? And it reads, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets," see, there you go, "are gone out into the world." Verse 2, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus is come is in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses that not Jesus came in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of an antichrist, there whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now, not now already is it in the world." Verse 4, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And that's where I got the title from. Greater is he, the greater one, greater is he. And we go back and break that down a little bit. Verse 5, "Of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and of the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." All right? And that's what he's saying. He says, we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Verse 7, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." So there's kind of two things going on here. John is talking about in these first 7 verses. He's talking about, you know, that if you know God, you know how to love. If you know God, you know how to treat each other right. If you have the spirit of Christ in you, you know how to recognize the spirits that's not of Christ. So, and you say with the spirit, that the Holy Ghost, you have to have it in you to be able to discern the spirits that come against the body of Christ, that come against the people of God, that come against the teaching and the writings of the apostles and the different prophets in the Bible, so that you can discern the word, you can know what is true and what is false. And then once you understand that I got the greater one on the inside me, now I can, I talk a lot about spiritual warfare. And that's what some of this involves, is recognizing spirits to be what they are, who they, every kind of spirit, any kind of spirit, every kind of spirit. Okay, so let's go back to verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. You can't get more plainer than that. You don't have to drill down all deep and find a specific meaning into that verse. It just simply states it. Simply, you have to try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And so that's what we're dealing with. You hear people that's in the media, you hear people that's in Hollywood, you hear people that they have a lot of following, a lot of people like, and they starting to say stupid stuff. You know, like I heard somewhere along the line that Steve Harvey may have said that there could be another way you can get to heaven by some other kind of God. I'm like, what? Where did that come from?
What?
You know, you have to understand what this word means. You have to understand how to use it, how to make it plain for you, how to make it effective in your walk with Jesus. And with this word and the power of the Holy Ghost to give this word power in your life. Because just in your flesh, this just becomes just another word. But when you have the power of the Holy Ghost that brings this word to life in you, through you, for you, then you understand that I have power to fight against these false prophets. I have power to understand that, wait a minute, that didn't sound right. That's why I tell you, when you listen to our teachings on Tuesday nights, or watch our Sunday morning broadcast and listen to it and watch it on Facebook Live, when the speaker gives a word, or he or she says something, you have to know for yourself that, okay, now that sounds right. I think I've read that somewhere, because every sound teacher, every sound preacher is going to come from the word and going to teach you the word and preach to you the word in spirit and in truth. So we have to understand that if I'm going to follow a pastor or elder or a deacon or an evangelist or whoever it may be, then I have to understand, I have to know the word and be almost as effective as the one that's teaching or preaching it. Because I just don't want you to tell me anything, and I'm supposed to believe it, okay? All right, verse 2. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus is come in the flesh is of God. All right. So everyone that speaks it, every spirit that teaches you, the Holy Ghost that confesses that Jesus is come in the flesh is of God. Because that's the truth. That's the honest truth. They're going if the Holy Ghost tells you that Jesus is the Son of God, Jesus confesses that Jesus. Because you have what's called the Trinity, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You know, and I believe over somewhere before Jesus ascended, over in the Gospels, he told them, how will we know where you go? Because they asked, could they go with him when he was getting ready to ascend back up into heaven? And he said, where I go, you cannot go, but where I go to prepare a place for you. You know, and then he said, I'm going to send back a comforter. I'm gonna send back the things that thing that's going to teach you, that's going to show you how to live right, you know. And as you write these words, the Holy Ghost will show you and give you power to understand what these words mean. And anything that confesses anything opposite of what Jesus is saying is not of God. That's the Antichrist. It's the Antichrist. It's not Antichrist a specific man, but it's the Antichrist. Anything that's against God is anti. Anti is against. So Antichrist is against God. So in verse 3, it reads, every spirit that confesseth not, so here we go, every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is a spirit of a what? An antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even know already it is in the world. The spirit of antichrist is in the world. It's running rampant in the world today. It's everywhere. Everywhere you look, with all the things that is coming and that is attacking this world, that's in this world, people that are accepting things that are not of God, you know, with all of these different gender issues and same-sex marriages and everything is acceptable and things are becoming into law that is not of God. These are antichrist types of things that are spirits that are manipulating and controlling the world. And the enemy and all his demons are operating in and throughout the world. All these demonic forces, all these demonic spirits are operating in and throughout the whole world, not just in the United States, but everywhere, Europe, Asia, Mexico, all over the world. These spirits are operating and moving and shaking it and convincing people and manipulating people. That's why you have to have the greater one and know the word. Read the word for yourself. Understand what it means so that you can fight and you can recognize the enemy from afar off. So when it comes up against you, you have the power and the knowledge to war against it. Amen? So let's go to verse 4. And again, this is why I kind of got the title of the message, Greater is He, for the study tonight. Verse 4, ye are of God, little children. Talking about us, the body of Christ, the little children, all of us that confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that God raised him from the dead on that third day. We are the little children. We are the one who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We believe, and we believe in the Holy Ghost. We believe in the Trinity, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We believe in these things. He said in verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Overcome who is them? The world, the people of the world, the people that's in the world, the people that act and talk like the world. John said that we have overcome them. And because greater is he, here we go, that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he. Who is he? Jesus. Greater is he that is in us, that is in you, that is in me, that is in everyone that confesses that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of their life. He is the greater one on the inside, working on our behalf.
Amen.
Showing us. Teaching us. Greater is he that is in you, that is in me, that is in all of us that love and confess Jesus Christ than he that is in what? The world. The whole world. They, verse 5, they are of the world. Who is they? The world, the people, the antichrist spirit, the spirit that's running rampant throughout the land, that's running rampant throughout the world. That's against everything that is against what Jesus professed, everything that is against what Jesus and his children, his little children, the children of God, the household of faith, the body of Christ, everything that we believe and trust God for what he says and what he does through Jesus. That's what they are, all right? They are of the world. Therefore, speak they of the world. They talk the world. They're talking. Everything is worldly. You know, everything is worldly. You know, everybody's going to heaven. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Everybody's not going to heaven. If everybody was going to heaven, then there would be no heaven. Everybody ain't getting no wings, so as the world would say.
You know, I know mama is resting with the angels, and no mama was a daddy or brother or sister or whoever was a hell raiser here on earth and never confessed Jesus in their life. But everybody will put everybody in heaven, but everybody ain't going.
Amen.
Straight and narrow is the road of the righteous man, but broad is the road of the man that brings destruction. So I just want to share with you, everybody's not going. And if somebody is listening tonight, I hope that's an awakening. That if you don't believe in Jesus and confess him to be your Lord and Savior, everybody's not going. Just keep that in your mind. Keep that in your thought as you continue
wow.
your journey and your walk with Jesus Christ. Keep that in your thought in your mind as you study, as you read. Does it say in the Bible anywhere that everybody's going to make it in? The Bible says if the righteous man scarcely makes it in, where does the sinner man appear? So if we barely make it in because of this flesh, you know, where does the unrighteous man, where's the sinner man appear? All right, again, that's a little off the subject, just a little bit. Verse five again. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. The world listens to them. The world hears those spirits, the Antichrist spirits. The world hears and they listen, and they're being manipulated and controlled by them. Okay? Verse 6, we are of God. Again, who are we? We are the body of Christ. We are the people that love Jesus Christ. We are the ones that confess him to be our Lord and Savior. That's who we are, of God. Amen? He that knoweth God...
Amen.
Us. He that know God, if I speak to Elder Oliver about anything about Jesus Christ, he hears me. Because we identify. We identify. If any one of the panel members that's on, if they listen, they identify with me and I identify with them. Because we believe the same way. We walk in the same way. So we believe. Me and my wife, we walk together. We believe in Jesus Christ. So we believe and we trust in him as individuals and together. So we are of God. He that know of God heareth us. He that is not of God, here we go. He that is not of God, he don't hear us. If you're not of God, you don't hear us. You don't hear the Holy Ghost. You don't hear Jesus talking to you through the Spirit. You don't hear
Man.
Us. You don't hear Jesus. You don't hear him talking to you through his Spirit. That's us. Amen?
Amen.
So
Amen.
Hereby know we Spirit of truth. He said, we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. See, when you have the greater one on the inside, you can recognize what's real, what's of God, what's of Jesus Christ, and what is not of Jesus Christ. You can recognize, because see, there can be subtle things that may look real at first glance. But the Holy Ghost will be like, no. There's something wrong. You know, you ever look at a word and it may look like a certain word, but then you look at it again and it's something completely it's a different word and it's only one letter off that makes that word wrong from what you saw at first. And see, that's how spirits do. That's how they manipulate and they control people with manipulation. They allow you to see certain things, and it may look good, and it may look like gold, but it ain't. It's gold plated. It may look like it's of God, but it's not. It's of the Antichrist spirit. And see, there's no way you can discern these type of things in your flesh. You have to have the Holy Spirit You have to have the Holy Ghost to recognize, to teach you, to show you what's real and what's not. So you have to understand is that when we, as the body of believers, we have to know and allow the Spirit to teach us, to show us through His Word and through the power of the Holy Ghost. We have to be able to, I'm going to use a word here, some all of us may not understand. It should be common, but it's not. But we have to be able to discern what's of God and what is not. We have to be able to, what gives us the power to discern is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit that gives us the power to be able to do these things. When you can recognize in the Spirit, when you say, that's, I use myself as an example. If I'm up and I'm teaching, I'm preaching, and somebody could be sitting there watching, and I say something heretical or something that's just sort of speaks some kind of heresy, but I make it sound good, and I'm hooping, and I'm all dramatic and theatrical, and y'all all caught up in it, and I'd be there saying something stupid and crazy, but I made it sound good, and it looked good, and it sounded good to the ears. But somebody should be sitting there going, that ain't of God. My word don't say that.
Amen.
That ain't anointed. What's going on here? But, you know, we could get emotional and get into, you know, all the theatricals, the theatrics of preaching or teaching, and we miss the whole thing. We miss what the word is being said because we're so caught up in the theatrics, you know. But we have to be careful and listen closely to what the teacher and what the preacher is saying, because again, you got false prophets in the church, you got false teachers in the church. And you got false churches, just period, just teaching and believing stuff that is totally not of God, and believe they are going to make it in. And it's going to be a rude awakening when the Lord comes back. And all these people that believe that they're living right, doing right, they believe they're going to make it in. And they're not.
Man.
They're simply not. You know, you got pastors, so-and-so, and his best man. You know, really? And they're teaching that it's okay to live this way. If that is not a false prophet, I don't know what it is. If that's not the spirit of Antichrist manipulating and controlling people through a church, making people believe that they're going to make it in, and the enemy just sitting back just laughing. I believe if I could hear him, he could be saying, look at these dummies. They really believe this stuff is right. They really believe that they're going to get in because they believe what they're doing is good. And it's not. It's not at all. So, Oliver, you want to add anything?
Hey,
I don't know if any of the panel members are on yet.
Yeah, I believe everybody is on now. But one thing I wanted to say, you said in just want to get in there real quick. This is good. In verse 3, you said people are not confessing Jesus, but they're confessing God. Well, verse 3, you know, it says every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. And we always hearing people say they leave Jesus out, but they'll put God in there, and it makes it seem like God is love. So when the homosexuals get married, they say because God is love, it's okay, and that's false prophecy.
Right.
That's they mix it up, and if you're not a steward of the word and you don't know the word, you'll believe that everything that is put on TV is true, and you know they say God is love, God loves everything, so why can't two men be in love together? You know, it kills me because it's like, wow, it's the way that the Antichrist is leading a lot of people to hell just based upon God, whoever the God is in there, and whoever they allow to be the God in their life. And it's not about holiness no more. It's about love, because, you know, we love everything. So everybody going to heaven. And I used to hear someone saying, I'm going to be quiet, Elder Taylor, it's a great teaching. Everybody going to heaven. Everybody just ain't staying. You know, because you're going to pay. You're going to pay. So everybody, and an old preacher I heard say that when I was a little boy, everybody's going to go to heaven, but everybody's not going to be able to stay. And because he's going to denounce you because you didn't know who he was, and you didn't know who Jesus was, and you didn't accept Jesus.
I don't believe that.
So that's not true?
I don't believe everybody's going to heaven, but everybody ain't going to stay.
Everybody, you know, when they go for the judgment.
If you ain't living right when Jesus comes back, you ain't, there's no, you just going to miss out. You ain't going to heaven.
Okay.
Or to heaven.
Okay.
You know, you got it.
All right.
Everybody talks, a lot of people, and I ain't going to say everybody, but a lot of people talk about God. God this and God that and God, you know, God is of love. God is this and that. Like you said, and that's true. God is of love. But that's why in John 3:16, it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that who should ever believe it on him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Jesus said that the only way you're going to see the Father is you come through me, through him. So you know, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, so that's the only way we can make it in. It's through Jesus, you know, the greater one. You know, greater is he that is in me, you know. So I just want to encourage the people that we have to, Jesus is the answer. He everything that we need. You know, and then like you said, when he went away, he sent back a comforter. He sent back the Holy Ghost to teach us, to guide us in all things. You know, and like what John is writing here now, he's talking about, you know, we have to know, we have to try the Spirit, by the Spirit, see if it be of God or not. You know, in verse 1. You know, so you have to, you can't do this in your flesh. It just ain't gonna happen. You're not gonna be real successful. You know, you may have moments where you think you are, you know, but I don't believe you'll be real successful without the Holy Ghost. You need it.
Amen.
You gotta have it. That's the only way that we're gonna make it, because it shows us how to live through the word, and it gives us power. That's like having a Corvette engine, and you know, Corvette is fast and everything, but it don't have no engine in it. So you can't go nowhere. It has no power. So this word is just like, it could be like just a regular book if it has no power. And what gives it power is the Holy Ghost. What separates this Bible from any other book is the Holy Ghost. And the fact that it's written by the apostles and inspired through Jesus Christ and by Jesus Christ. So let's go back to verse 6. I don't think I finished that one. We are of God.
Hey, Elder Taylor, can I butt in for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right, so Elder Oliver had mentioned about everybody going to heaven, and everybody shall be, you know, it's going to come before the judgment seat of God. So everybody
right.
will see God and Jesus as they are. And it's just a reminder of what could have been for you if you don't choose Jesus in your life. So it is true that everybody will see it and visit it. It is true. Because the judgment seat is where God, the kingdom of God is where God is.
Right.
So everybody will view it and see it and still have to answer for the things done in their body while they still live or while they yet live. So it will be an appearance. that everybody will see. And it's not a punishment if you don't see what you could have had. You understand what I'm saying? It's not a punishment if you don't see what you're missing. So the punishment is that God is true, that Jesus is true, and that we should have believed while we were yet still living to see that day. And the saying is, I would rather walk this life, live this life, and believe and die that there's not, right, instead of not believing and die that there is. So there has to be evidence that he existed.
All right. Well, that's,
amen.
That's a good explanation, Elder Louette, you know, and that does make a lot of sense, you know. And, you know, Evangelist Stan, you got anything you'd like to add? I heard you on.
I do. Yes, thank you. Good evening. Good evening. I kind of word that Elder Blewett just used was believe, because I'm looking at 4, and he says, you are of God, little children. And one thing that I know about children is when you tell a child something, they believe it until otherwise. And being the sons and the daughters of the Most High God, we're supposed to believe the word of God. Now, the enemy does try to come and attack that very belief because he tries to imitate the things of God. That's why it's very important that we try the spirit to make sure that it's not of God. I mean, make sure that it's not of the enemy and that it is of God. Because we're like little children. We believe until otherwise, or we believe because that's what was written and that is what is said. Our faith should be childlike. I mean, we should walk by faith and not by sight.
Right.
I don't know too many children who go to bed at night and say, Mom and Dad, I want to have a meeting with you. I want to know how you're going to pay the bills. I want to know how you're going to supply the food. I want to know how you are going to put clothes on my back. I don't think I've heard too many children ever do that before they get into bed. Usually they go ahead and they get in the bed and they just don't really want to go to bed, so they try to get a drink of water or they got to go to the bathroom. So as little children or as the children of the Most High, we shouldn't be going to bed thinking on our minds how I'm going to pay the car note or how I'm going to pay the mortgage or how I'm going to put food on the table, because we should know the word of God says, I shall supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory. So as the sons and daughters of the Most High God, we should be like children and just believe that God is going to do it. Just believe it. Good lesson on tonight, Elder Taylor. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, sisters. God be the glory. Yeah, it, you know, and let me finish with verse 6. And it reads, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. Right? He that is not of God hear not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You know, and that know means like recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And then it says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. And he that not know God not heareth us. So if you are of God, then the scripture just plainly states that we hear from him. Verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And see, If we're not careful with that scripture, with that verse right there, because it doesn't mention Jesus, right? It doesn't mention Jesus. And if you go to that verse 8, he that loveth not and knoweth not God, but God is love, all right? We can get in trouble. You can easily, because people can take that scripture and manipulate it and say, well, it don't mention God. It don't mention Jesus there and that. All it says is God is love. And that's where I think a lot of people can go wrong and alleviate Jesus from the whole equation, because they know, because Jesus represents holiness, a standard of living, because of his example while he was here, you know. And so God, nobody, well, Jesus said, if you see me, you see the, you've seen the Father. It's just kind of, that verse could get kind of dicey if people want to say, well, in this verse, it don't say Jesus. It just says God is love, you know. And he said, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So we just have to allow the Holy Ghost to teach us and to show us how to respond to an individual that alleviates Jesus out of the equation and could easily bring up that verse in this chapter. So my whole thing tonight is I want us to know that without the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in our lives, it is virtually impossible to serve Jesus, you know, to walk in spirit and in truth. You know, it's hard to walk by faith and not by sight, because your flesh wants you to walk by what you see. Faith is walking by what you don't see, but what you believe in. You know, the fact that we say Jesus is the Son of God, we wasn't there when he was born, but we believe it by faith that he was born of a virgin and sent by God. That's faith. We believe that his Holy Ghost teaches us all things. Because he's not here. So his Holy Ghost teaches us how to walk, how to talk, how to pray, how to study, what to say in certain instances, how to discern the Antichrist spirits that are manipulating and controlling the world, how to understand when a false prophet is teaching or preaching, and you hear something because the Holy Ghost tells you that's not it, that's wrong. You know, even if it sounds good and it sounds good to your ears and it looks right, and he's using scripture, but it's one word in there that makes everything wrong, and a lot of people don't catch that one word. But the Holy Ghost will tell you and show you that's not it, that's wrong. So that's why it's so important for us to obtain this. It encourages us. When we're sick in our bodies, it encourages us. Because I can go to this word, because I can let the Lord know. You said, greater is he that is in me. When I was in the hospital for 3 days, I said, Lord, you said the greater one is in me. When, if you're fighting against a disease in your body, you have to understand that the greater one is in me. When you're diagnosed with high blood pressure, diabetes, some type of cancer, or anything, the greater one is in me. Because I believe in you, Jesus. I believe in your word. I believe that you can establish my health. I believe you can establish my finances. greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, greater is he that is in me that fights against men, that can help me deal with mental issues. Greater is he that is in me that can help me recognize demonic forces that are operating in and all around about me. The Holy Ghost, the greater one, Jesus Christ. To help me recognize seducing spirits. Because he said, John, in the first verse, he said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Try the spirit and see if it be of God. Because a Holy Spirit recognizes or identifies a Holy Spirit. It don't recognize or identify with an unholy spirit. It'll let you know that that's unholy. But it don't identify with it. What fellowship does darkness have with light? Nothing. No fellowship at all. You never walk into a room and cut the room on, cut the light on, and half the room is dark and half the room is lit. It's either light or it's dark. There's no gray area. There's no in-between. Scripture says, choose ye this day who you going to serve. You know? So we have to understand is that the greater one, greater is he is in me. I can't say it enough. I just can't say it enough is that we have to have the greater one on the inside. You know, and even if we slip a little bit and don't see the enemy coming because we wasn't on task at a certain point in our life. You know, the Holy Ghost is still there with you. Unless you denounce it. Anybody like to add anything?
Hey, Taylor, I didn't hear the first part of when you started off tonight. I was kind of taking care of something, but what your subject is or whatever it is. But people do manipulate. Go ahead.
I was going to say the subject is greater, the greater one, or greater is he. Greater is he. You know.
Okay.
And I just talked about, you know, what John was doing was he was the theme of this chapter, you know, is really about John writes to assure the believers of Christianity of their faith and to refute heretical doctors and teachings that Jesus was not a full man or fully divine, and that there's false prophets roaming throughout the world, in and throughout the world, and how we must have the greater one on the inside of us to discern these spirits, these antichrist spirits that are operating in throughout the world.
Okay. All right. So this is actually an interesting chapter by John. And we know that Jesus loved John and John loved Jesus. That's why he talks a lot about love. But, you know, any scripture can be manipulated by anybody that's not of God. But we have to, you know, when we run across something like that and we get time, it would be good if we can show in the scripture, you know, what is the word of God. Because somebody can take a verse or two and use that and manipulate. But if we keep reading, even in this chapter, it'll express why God loved us so much and what he did for us and his son Jesus. Like in verse 9 of chapter 4 of 1 John, where it says, and this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. So he's talking. So, you know, instead of, I have learned a long time ago not to debate, right?
Right.
With the body. I can give them something on what they're not understanding, and if they can't take that and want to, you know, debate or argue, I just leave that like it is, unless I got my Bible with me, and we can sit down and we can discuss this thing, and I can show in the scripture on how it goes. But yeah, people do that, but when we find that, we need to try to, you know, as much as we can, put them on the right path instead of. Right. And I'm not saying you're doing this. I'm just saying that I know that some folk do. Instead of just debating with them and leaving it right there, where they're not even educated on what God is actually saying in any particular scripture. So, you know, we can't leave people hanging, and people can't get familiar with the folks unless they accept Jesus Christ in their life anyway. So, anybody that's against the love of God, I can assure you that they have not received the Holy Spirit to even have a battle. So, you know, some things are worth fighting for, and some things we have to fight for, and that's the word of God and the truth and of it.
Right. Absolutely right. That is something that I believe, Elder Blouette, that as far as debating the word of God and Jesus Christ, that's something that I've never done. I ain't going to say never done. Lord, forgive me for that. I may have, you know, but I learned from it that it's not conducive to what God wants me to do. And like you said, we have to share it, you know, if we can, and you know, to get them or whoever on the right track. But, you know, when people purposely are trying to manipulate us, body believers, a believer, into believing something that is not right, that just let it go and leave it alone. Because I guess it would have to be a case by case situation, you know, in terms of that. All right. Well, that is about it. I thank the panel for coming on. I wish Minister Tolbert was on. But I'm glad that Elder Blouette and Evangelist Stanton came on with Derek Oliver and myself tonight. And just to shore up the teachings tonight and add their perspective thinkings on the word tonight. And I just want to thank you guys for all that you do and for being on our panel every Tuesday night. And thank Derek Oliver for what he does behind the scenes with Chaos Blog Talk Radio. And if there be nothing else, Evangelist Stanton, would you like to add anything else?
Amen.
Before we close out?
A good lesson. It's a reminder, and I know I say this a lot, it's a reminder to stay in the Word of God. It's a reminder to stay in God's presence through prayer, through praise and worship, meditating on the Scripture of God and asking the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. It's important for us to keep ourselves up on what the Word says, so that when those spirits arise trying to give you scratch an itching ear, that the Holy Spirit will quicken in your heart, this is not right, something is wrong. You know, so it's just a reminder to each and every one of us, and to fast. I mean, we too often don't fast, but we have
right,
got to fast. And sometimes when people think about fasting, they only think about abstaining from food. That is just
right.
Not fast. You have got to say, okay, I am going to set this time and get into the presence of God and deny the flesh, whether that's television, TikTok, Facebook, whatever it is. your face should be down in your phone or in your computer, where you can be spending that time in the presence of God. And in this day and time, it is so important for us to get into the presence of God, because there is so much going on around us, and we should not be looking like the world. We shouldn't look like we're walking in fear. We shouldn't look like we're walking in doubt and worry, because we're trusting God. The world is looking for that light, and we have got to be shining so bright that somebody could, you know, on your job may say, you know what, let me go to Elder Taylor because he just looked like he might be a praying man. So it's just a reminder that we have got to stay in the presence of God by his word. Thank you, Elder Taylor. I appreciate you.
All right. That's a good point about the fast, Evangelist. Very good point. That is, it's so important. And again, it's just not from food or, you know, it's from your phone. It's from what you like to watch on TV, you know, or, you know. So that is so very important. And you said something that brought that just reminded me. You said that use me as an example. You said let me go to Elder Taylor because he looks like a praying man, and because we don't want to look like the world. We want to set ourselves apart from the world. And I hope my friend, my coworker, my manager at our job, she's still on, Janice. You know, she's going through something with a little illness in her body. I call it a little illness because I believe God's healing power. And when she found out about it, you know, we talk all the time at work and everything. And, you know, she was my direct manager at one time. And God put in her spirit, she's like, I gotta talk to Richard. I gotta, you know, because I know he's a prayer man. Exactly what you just said, Evangelist Stanton, you know. And I thank God for that, because it could have been anybody, not just Janice. It could have been anybody, you know. But that God thought enough of me to put me in her spirit to come and pray with, and to pray for, and to touch and agree with. And I humbly, you know, am grateful for that, you know, because she saw something in me that I'm glad she was able to see, you know, by the way that I live and talk and you know. So, and that's what we all want. That's what we all want to be, in a place where I can say, I know Elder Bouzouet is a student of that word, and I can go to him and, you know, we can chop it up, or Elder Oliver, or whoever, you know, and chop it up. And, you know, so that's so important, you know. But I like the point about the fast. It's great, great. You know, well, Elder Bouzouet, you like to say anything else before we close out?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I wish I had got on at the beginning. That's 1 John chapter 4 is an incredible chapter. I say all of them are incredible, but it's really an incredible chapter about love. And, you know, if we can love, you know, one way to spot out somebody that does may have a misunderstanding is how they treat other people. You know, so we can't say that somebody doesn't really have love, but we can look at how they treat other people and direct their love to be, you know, more intimate toward others. But that's a great chapter, great lesson. Thank you.
All right. Elder Oliver, you there?
Yes, I am. Oh, I'm good. It was a great teaching, Doc.
You good?
No, I'm good. I am good. What I have to add is, and I apologize about the fasting, but for those that's going to be on the revival, we're fasting tomorrow from 12 to 12. And just talking about it, I've been so busy, I have not been able to talk to everybody. But we are going to be on a fast tomorrow from 12 to 12 for the revival we got coming up Friday. And I just wanted to put that out there in the atmosphere that Wednesday from 12 to 12, we're going to do a 12-hour fast to bring souls to the kingdom on this upcoming revival we got going on. But other than that, Doc, so, it was a great teaching. Great teaching.
So is that from 12 midnight to 12 in the afternoon? Or is that 12 in the afternoon?
Well, I'm not, since it's serious, I'm not going to be silly. We're going to go from 12 noon to 12 midnight.
Woo-hoo! Okay.
Yes, sir. That's good. That's incredible. That's having incredible faith in God, believing for what we need to come. So that's good.
That is a fact. That is a fact. Okay. Well.
Yeah, y'all saying that. It's only 12 hours.
We can do it. Oh, Jesus.
Twelve to 3 would be 5, but 12 to 12. Yes, sir.
Yeah, 12. You know, that would work for me, too. 12 to 12. Woo! You try to bring fire down from heaven, ain't you?
Well, if you're hungry, you're going to go to sleep anyway. You'll eat at 12:01 a.m.
There you go. There you go. That's right. That's right. But yeah, that's just the only thing I wanted to say. But great teaching, and just remind everybody about the revival that starts on this Friday night at 7:30 p.m. And you will be blessed. We got some stuff. So tomorrow we're calling for a fast for souls. And if they can't come in the physical building, we just ask that you have them go to Facebook. If they can't get on Facebook, have them dial the same number. But the word and it is going to be a great time, and we're expecting souls to get saved all over the world. That's just what I'm saying, all over the world. So, yes, that's all I got, Doc. Again, a great, great teaching.
Okay.
Great teaching.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Elder Oliver. Praise Tabernacle schedule on our weekly schedule. You know, we do a Bible break with D and K, with Elder Oliver and his beautiful wife Keisha on Mondays at 7 on Chaos Block Talk Radio, and then on Tuesdays we have our Praise Tabernacle Bible study every Tuesday at 7. We'll be right here with any one of our panels members speaking. And then on Thursdays is our pastor, Bishop Omar Zachary and family at 7 on Thursday on Chaos Block Talk Radio. And I believe Facebook Live also as well on 7 on Thursdays. And then on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., we are at our home church where we have service starting at 9 sharp a.m. every Sunday, which is on Chaos Block Talk Radio and Facebook Live. Just go on to click on Praise Tabernacle Church, and you'll be able to see the services if you cannot attend in person and join in on the services. And you better post notes and messages and as the service goes on. But then also, we have our first annual Chaos Block Talk Revival starting this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday at 7:30 and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Where do you stand is the theme of the revival. And then on that would be the 5th, 6th, and 7th of this month, which is this weekend. And then on the 26th, 27th, and 28th, we'll be right back at it with the Revival Chaos Block Talks, Revival, Where Do You Stand? And we'll be right back at it at 7:30 on that Friday, that Saturday, and then Sunday morning at 9 a.m. So we'll get the word out again. We'll send it back out again as to what our schedules is like. If anybody would like to join in with us and just fellowship and serve the Lord together. And again, I like to thank everybody all of our panel members again tonight, and everyone that's been listening all over the world here in the United States. Praise Tabernacle family, on behalf of Bishop Omar Zachary and his wife Lady Zachary and the Zachary family, as the leaders of Praise Tabernacle Church, we'd like to say thank you, Lord, and thank you, Jesus. And you know, we just want to pray out the Lord. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we magnify your holy name. We exalt you tonight, Lord God. We honor you, and we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you for the comments that came forth. And we just say we honor you, Lord. We pray that somebody got something from the word tonight, Lord God, and that you be glorified in us, Lord God, magnified in us as we walk and we talk with you. Say thank you, Lord God. We pray that someone got delivered tonight, that healing came forth tonight, Lord God. So you touch somebody in their mental capacity, Lord God, in their physical capacity, that you touch us, Lord God. All of us that need healing in our bodies, that you heal those of us that need healing in our bodies, Lord God. And we just say thank you, Lord God. We give you all the honor, all the glory. We humbly submit ourselves to you, Jesus, and everything that you do and say in our lives. And with that, we'll close out with Matthew 28:19-20. And it reads, "Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And until next time, may the Lord keep you. Amen. And good night.